It's on a Monday in the middle of the pandemic. Although, this shit here, people are ignoring it now. You see what's going on in California and Michigan?
No.
People are just saying, ah, fuck it. We don't care anymore. And the cops are running around trying to arrest them. And then just there's just too many damn people. People said, fuck it.
I saw one guy get arrested on here at the, you know that Disney park that's like on an island, but it was like abandoned? Mm-hmm. Some guy was trying to camp out on there.
Yeah. This is all going as Nostradamus has foreseen. I told you that this would happen. You can moralize it and say it's right or wrong. It still doesn't matter. These people do what they want to do. They don't care what you think. And it will continue to be this way. What do you think, Jenny?
Yeah, probably.
That's it, yeah.
Well, you know, people are the worst.
People just do what the fuck they want to do. Doesn't matter who they are. People at the top do what they want to do. The people at the bottom do what they want to do. People in the middle do what they want to do. Everybody does whatever the fuck they want to do. It's contrary to chaos. What they're trying to convince you. Yeah. Everybody does whatever the fuck they want to do. So what's up, Jenny? What do you got? What do we got?
Well, gosh, not a lot. No? Just like I said, I've been working on like game shit today, website. Been working on my book a little bit. I watched something that they newly added on Shudder last night. If you're into like slasher movies and shit like that, they just added a documentary about Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Who, if you didn't know who that is, he's the guy that played Jason Voorhees in 7, 8, 9, and maybe 10. So fourth Friday the 13th movies. He was also in the Hatchet movies. He's been in like shit tons of other like horror movies.
Kind
of
like
stuff.
The best Jason.
Well,
he was the
yeah.
biggest, most kind of intimidating Jason.
Because I feel like, well, Jason didn't really get played by the same actor yeah. that many times.
And if you look at Jason from part two, he's not even a big guy.
Yeah.
He jumps on one. There's one scene where he comes to the window and jumps on one dude. The dude he jumps on is a lot bigger than him.
Yeah. Although, you know, he's crazy and he has a bag on his head. Yeah. So I don't really know.
Doesn't work that way. Doesn't actually work that way, though. But no, it was an interesting documentary.
It really was.
About
I didn't...
him getting burned up and then him trying to bring that character to life and a lot of, you know, and how he. And he did a good job. And he also was in a bunch of other movies. Some yeah. of them we haven't seen. We got to see him.
I haven't seen any of the Hatchet movies. There's three yeah. of those fucking movies now.
He also played BTK.
Yeah, see that was one. Another thing. Like he's played a serial killer a couple of times, but he was in the movie that about BTK or one of the movies about BTK. I'm sure there's more than one.
Motherfucking had sexual problems.
Yeah.
yeah. I got some sexual problems, you know. bind, torture, and kill. It's the X Factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucker's a douche.
He's cubing. He really yeah. is, man. But yeah, so it's really good if you're really into like slasher movies and you're interested in Kane Hodder and stuff. I don't think it's not quite as good as the Tom Savini one. And one thing that I will complain about is that the background music during some of the interviews was loud and it was like almost drowning out the.
That might have been my sound system.
Maybe
though,
it was.
I have a bunch of settings for different
okay,
settings.
Maybe that's
and,
what
and
it was.
It could be on the mix.
Because I'm sitting there going, what the fuck?
Yeah, there might be. It might have been optimized for a different mix.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know all that shit about fucking Kane Hodder getting like mostly fucking almost burned to death when yeah. he was 22. And he's just like, he set himself on fire.
Yeah.
Because he was a stuntman, you know. And he was like doing it for a newspaper story. And then he's like, whoops, I did it wrong.
Yeah, he tells stories about what he did when he was a kid.
Yeah, it's like, it's really interesting.
He was constantly getting his ass beat and how he became, you know, he's talking about, you know, bullying and everything. And they were beating his ass when he was a kid and he wasn't fighting back. And, and when he wouldn't fight back, they kept escalating it.
They just beat
until
his
eventually
ass more.
He started swinging back. And even though he still got his ass kicked, eventually they stopped trying to beat him up because they realized it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
Because he would fight back. You know, it just goes back to what I've said many times before during the show. You know, you can't give anything for free. You know, pacifism and being weak is a poor life choice, because many people on this planet, especially young boys, are dog-like creatures. They're pack animals, and they what are we doing, kid? And they got these weird ass hormones, and they do weird shit. When they see weakness, they're like dogs. They run after it. If you run from a dog. Dog will chase you. Young boys are like that. If you look scared, they'll attack.
Yeah.
They're not known for their intelligence, you know. They're dumb.
Yeah.
They're dumb and they have just weird hormones in them that do that. So it's you know, weakness is a poor life option. Somebody attacks, fight back. Just go down fighting.
It's really weird because I didn't realize that Kane Hodder was that I mean, he was unrecognizable, like from now, from when he was a kid. I mean, when he was a kid, he was like really small and like thin, and even up until he was like in high school and shit, he was like just this like real tall, skinny kind of dude. And I wouldn't have guessed that that was the same guy, because now he's like all fucking bulked out and
In my experience, a
bald and
lot of those,
scary.
a lot of, in my experience, a lot of those guys that fucking grew to be huge and were real aggressive got that way to defend themselves from fucking bullies.
Yeah, well, you can
You
understand
become,
that.
that's how you become that
Although
way.
everybody says, like, from the cons and everything like that, that he's like the nicest dude ever.
Yeah.
And they even fucking, it was funny because they had Bruce Campbell. They had other people on there, like Robert Englund and stuff like that, like talking about him. But they had Bruce Campbell on there, and he said the funniest shit ever. He said something that I've learned. He's like, you know, hanging out with Kane Hodder and the other people, like at the cons and everything. He's like, I've met people that played heroes, and I met people that played villains. And he's like, for some reason, the people that play heroes are all assholes, and
Yeah.
the people that play villains are always really nice guys.
One of the biggest kids we had in high school, he was a big fearsome motherfucker. This was back when I was in Trenton High in Michigan. His name was Eric, and he was a hockey fucking star. I mean, this dude is good enough. He was like gonna be a pro hockey player. I don't know if he ever got that way. He was probably the biggest, strongest kid in the high school, but he was also the most friendly. He was a nice guy, and if he ever saw assholes picking on like somebody who was totally defenseless, he defended that person.
That's good. That's what
Yeah, a
people should
lot of them
do.
are like that. You know what I mean?
Well, because they
Just
don't have anything to prove to anybody.
right. It's usually like the betas that are doing a lot of the attacking, like the betas of the fucking tough guys. You know what I'm
Yeah,
talking
like I
about?
said, because they have
They're not.
something to prove to
Yeah,
somebody.
they're trying to compete with the guys that are tougher than them. And they really can't do it, so they just end up being dicks.
Yeah.
It's never the fucking real jocks that were doing a lot of the shit. It was like the betas of the jocks
Yeah.
that were doing that shit. Like me and Steve, we weren't jocks. We were fucking drama club. We call us drama club fags. All right. But fucking, we hung out with the real jocks. The real jocks liked us.
Yeah, some of them
You
were,
know.
some of them weren't so bad.
Well, they liked weed and they liked girls. They were, you know what I mean? And
Yeah. So we have that in
they
common.
had their shit. No, they had their shit, and we had our shit. You know what I'm talking?
Yeah.
They did do douchey shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same
But
at
we
my
did cool
school.
shit, and they kind of knew it. But there was like a little bit of interplay. But on that side of the fence over there, this is old subcultures. But on that side of the fence, it was like their betas
Yeah.
that were
The ones, the second
the
tier
second and third
jocks.
tier dudes, the ones that were the fuck
That
ups.
weren't quite as popular or not
Right.
quite as handsome.
Kind of like those guys from that Heather's movie we saw the other
I
day.
was just
Like
gonna
they're
mention
like
that
those dudes.
because that was the other thing that I watched, like after I was watching the Kane Hodder thing. And then I was like, oh, I remembered about Joe Bob having his weekly show now. So like he does one every Friday, and it's just like just one movie, and he'll like talk about it in between and stuff. And one of the ones that he did like recently was Heathers. And I've seen that movie a million times, but I was like, man, fuck it. I was kind of inebriated, and I was like, I just really like that movie, and I want to hear Joe Bob talk about it. So I got to watch it again. I probably have that fucking movie memorized, to be honest with you. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's like it's funny to me. I guess I didn't realize until Joe Bob said this that when the movie came out, it was in 89 or 1990, because I know it was like right when I was about to graduate high school. And he said it didn't really do very well at the box office, which I thought was very weird because, I mean, me and all my friends, we thought it was a fucking riot. We just thought it was
Yeah.
hilarious. We saw it in the theaters, we quoted at each other, we saw it like a million times. And it's like, it's just funny the way, I don't know. I guess dark comedy is kind of a hard sell.
Yeah.
And you know, that movie is it's essentially a comedy about teen suicide and murder. You know what I mean?
Well, I remember seeing it and kind of liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. Excuse me. I only saw it in VHS. You know, I didn't see it in the theater. And I liked it, but I wasn't crazy over it.
Yeah.
I did like Winona Ryder and Christian Slater in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought those were cool characters. But that was about the extent of it. I thought the rest of the movie, when I was a kid, I
Yeah.
thought the rest of the movie was kind of like, you know, not as good as, say, Beverly Hills Cop or, you know, or Terminator or Predator. You know what I mean? It's when, you know, when you're a teenager, you're more into that.
Yeah.
You know, action.
Well, yeah.
Action type movies. Although I did like it. I just didn't love it.
Yeah.
Evidently, teenagers didn't like it, according to the people who made the movie.
They except said, for me and, like, everyone I knew.
Yeah.
We loved it. But like I said, it's a hard sell making a comedy about us, about topics like that. And it goes, it's pretty dark. I mean, especially for back then. I mean, you could probably get away with it now, but back then, I don't know if you'd have been able to.
I think a lot of the movies that you and your friends liked were fucking movies like Pretty in Pink and stuff like that. Those were kind of like the high school chick flicks.
Yeah, although.
The guys didn't like those that much.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw them. And went, okay. But then immediately went on to something else. It was, we liked escapist stuff.
Yeah. Well, I like that stuff too.
We liked it. We didn't want
like
to
talk. Like I said, I like all kind of different things.
Yeah. We liked escapist movies. We didn't want movies about high school that much. Although, you know, one we did like though, and I remember we talked about it, was Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
We liked Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I really like that movie too. Well, all the character interactions really, really good in that.
Yeah, we thought it was good back then. If you probably saw it now, it probably was kind of bullshit.
You know what, though? Because I saw it probably maybe a year and a half ago, and yeah. I thought it still held up really well. All
right.
I mean, I thought. I
haven't seen it forever.
I mean, some of the John Hughes ones, not so much. I did watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off not too long ago, and that was like still pretty funny and like pretty charming and stuff. But yeah, I think Heather's holds up really well, and it was kind of like ahead of its time, because after that they did all the shit with like Mean Girls and all those kind of movies and shit like that, which I don't think they would have done had Heather's not come out prior to that and kind of busted the wall open. And,
there was a lot of them that came out before that. We used to see them all the time on HBO and stuff. Then we'd just see them like, and they were just so cheesy. I don't know what they're like now, but it like stuff like Legend of Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Remember that fucking movie?
That was really cheesy.
I remember that shit being cheesy even for back then.
It was.
But I liked it.
I did too.
I liked it, but I knew it was cheesy. But yeah. How old were we? Like 12?
Probably.
Yeah,
when the fuck did that come out? 83 maybe?
Something. I remember that. I think that played right around like alongside fucking Flash Gordon. I loved Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it.
But I remember really like, I remember, like you said, I liked Legend of Billie Jean, but at the time it was, even yeah. Back then, I was like cringing at
some
of it.
Yeah, you cringed some of that shit. And then they had like rip-offs of that. What was the one where, we did a thing of the two dudes from Israel came down here to make teen movies, and they didn't knew nothing about American teens, so they just kind of pulled it out their ass, and
God damn it.
The girls were getting abortions and hanging out in malls and shit. They played that bitch. Remember that one? We saw a whole documentary.
You're not talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, are you?
No, after. It was supposed to be a ripoff of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, shit, now I'm just like, I'm just having a brain fart.
And it was by that studios that did that just fucking ripoffs like Battle Beyond the Stars and shit. It was those guys. It was two Israeli guys.
Shit, man.
No, came down here.
I can't think of it.
Just came in here to set up a studio real quick.
There were so many teen sex comedies.
It was basically what it was. Teen sex comedy, but these guys didn't know anything about American culture, American teens, and it was like something from another fucking universe. It was what they thought American teens were like.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I gotta remember the name of it. Somebody out there might remember which one I'm talking about.
I have to say though, one of the best teen movies that I think is like really underrated and it doesn't get talked about a lot is Better Off Dead with John Cusack.
The one that I'm talking about actually has the dude from Color Out of Space out of it, Mandy. What's his name?
Nicolas Cage.
It's got Nicolas Cage in it.
Does it?
Nicolas Cage.
It's not Valley Girl. You haven't seen that.
No, I don't. Yeah, I saw it. I'm talking about it. I fucking saw it. And he was probably like about 17 or 18. I think it might have been Nicolas Cage's first movie.
Hmm. But Valley Girl wasn't cheesy, though. I mean, it was cheesy, but not... It was good, though.
What studio did that? You remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but it had a kick-ass soundtrack, man. It had Psychedelic Furs and Modern English and Sparks and all that kind of shit on it.
That might be it. No.
Really? No, I was like...
Did anybody get an abortion in that one?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, then it's not that one.
I don't remember anybody
getting
an abortion.
This one had
the only abortion one I can think of is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It was a ripoff of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
How many fucking teen sex comedies had abortions in them?
They show her going to the clinic and shit, putting her fucking feet up on the damn stirrups and shit. She was crying and shit. I remember it.
I don't know.
I remember it.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm not saying. I just can't think of it right now.
It may have been fucking Nicolas Cage was in the movie. Might have been somebody like Scott Baio.
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't remember Nicolas Cage.
Might have been Scott Baio. I had to fucking think. It's some crazy shit like that. Man.
He was in. Wasn't he in that movie? Was it called Zapped or something? It was like a.
This was like 1982 that I'm talking about.
God,
maybe 83, but 82, 83, around that time.
That's like this.
We're trying to figure this shit out.
I know.
Live. Not really live, but on YouTube.
Almost live, because I put these up only like an
somebody
hour
out there
after
might know what it is that I'm talking about.
Now I have to look it up, because now I'm sitting there going, it sounds kind of familiar,
and
but
the
then not really.
The studio was notorious for like doing fucking just terrible fucking ripoffs.
Okay, well, I'm going to look it up.
They ended up going broke eventually.
After we stopped
They're only in business for about 10 years.
But anyway, I was going to say, if you're into like 80s comedies.
There's two brothers, I think. I think there were two brothers from Israel.
Okay.
Moved to L.A. or moved to Hollywood and set that studio up. They made probably about 20 or 30 movies and that was it. And they were science fiction movies, teenage movies, fucking action movies. Man, if I saw the logo, I could pick it out of a crowd.
It's not Golan Globus, was it?
No. No, shit was bad. It was like, I know it wasn't the people that did like Death Wish 4 or 5, but it was like that kind of, they'd be like the kind of people that would do Death Wish 5.
Like Canon or something?
Like, worse.
Yeah.
Might have been Canon. No, Canon, I think, did some good ones too, didn't it?
Yeah. A lot of their stuff was like shitty, like cheap, but some of their shit was
maybe it was Canon.
Yeah.
Might have been Canon.
Because they did end up going bankrupt later on, as far as I can recall.
It could have been Canon.
But yeah, seriously, if you like 80s teen comedies and you haven't seen Better Off Dead with John Cusack, you need to see that shit.
Because
that's a really, really good one. It's not, because it's not like zany, it's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's it's got like a fucking hamburger that comes to life and like sings Van Halen songs and it's like, it's fucking hilarious.
I don't know what to say about that, Jen.
the same guy also made One Crazy Summer, which is also good, although I didn't like it as much as Better Off Dead. Okay, so you ready to?
Yeah.
I have to go see what that movie is now because
I'm
now
trying to figure it out.
Now I have no fucking idea what you're talking about, and I'm just sitting
I have
going,
to be reminded of it.
Okay.
It might have been a Canon film.
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it because I saw pretty much everything back then.
It had a cute cast, but the fucking story was fucking nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious. All right, I gotta go look that shit up. All right, you guys have a good rest of your Monday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.